the churches is singing. Well, the pastor was called out of town, and I'm the fill-in, and I sure can't compete with the pastor. And I'm going to do the best I can, and we welcome all the visitors. I'm so glad to look out and see such a good crowd and congregation. God bless you. I'm glad you've come. And a noisy Pentecost church don't bother me. It bothers me when it's a quiet Pentecost church. You know, not praising God, saying amen, waving your hand, stomping your foot. We need some tambourines around here, praise God. I'm from Kentucky. I like it. God bless you. Brother Boyd, today on the Sunday school class has a fine lesson. All right. Let's go to Hebrews 11 chapter and number 7 verse. I want to preach on Noah, God's evangelist. And this is what they had to say about him. Noah, being warned of God, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. How soon that man had forgot God, from the Garden of Eden, corrupted himself, and sin and unrighteousness. The Bible said violence covered the earth. And man's imagination was a constant evil. God repented that he ever made man. And God said the way to get rid of sin, I'm going to get rid of the sinner. And he sent a flood that every living human being that never listened to the message of God's preacher Noah died in the flood. The whole world perished because of judgment. That's the way that God got rid of sin, is when he destroyed the sinner. Can you imagine the whole known world died in the judgment of God? In the New Testament, God has a plan of how to save the sinner by destroying sin. I'm thankful for the grace of God. How about you? God warned Noah about the judgment of God that was going to fall upon the earth. God never sends judgment without warning the world the incoming judgment. Noah preached. He was 500 years old. Did you know that God don't care what kind of a vessel or what the age is? God can use anybody to carry his message to this world. 500 years old. What about that? He preached for 100 years to the known world. He was the only family that God could find on the earth that was worthy to be saved. How sad. The whole world was in sin. Not one convert. They wouldn't listen to Noah. He was a preacher of righteousness. No converts, only God saved. was his own family. I'll tell you, he did something good there. We do well to save our family, don't we? And our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Noah preached, the world's coming to an end. And the people stopped up their ears, just like they're doing today, and wouldn't listen to the word of God. When you hear about the story of Noah, the Bible says, as it was in the day of Noah, also shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. It was water that brought the judgment before, and now God is going to send fire. We better listen. We better listen to what the Holy Ghost says. We better listen to the Word of God. We better prepare ourselves for the coming of the Son of God. The Bible said, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. They were eating and drinking and being merry. They never thought about God. God was not even in their thoughts. It was continually imagination of evil. They knew not. Noah preached for over 100 years. Why didn't they know? He was the only preacher that God could find that could be a worldwide evangelist. He had a big job on his hand, didn't he? Building the boat. Did you know that boat was over 500 foot long? I wonder what his neighbors thought when he covered up all their carports with a boat. And he kept prophesying it's going to rain. And it never had rain before. God caused a mist to come up from the earth to water the vegetation. But now Noah said, God's going to send a flood. You better get ready. He's going to wipe sin off of this globe. You better get in this ark, or you're not going to be saved, and you're going to be lost. Was there anybody else that knew the flood was coming? God warned Noah. Yes. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, had a revelation. He saw not only the flood of Noah, he saw the end time of Revelation 19 and saw the earth destroyed by fire. He saw both of them. And he not only got such a revelation, his boy that was born, his name was Methuselah. And Methuselah means when the flood comes, he shall die. And as long as Methuselah walked upon the earth, that told the people they had time to get in the ark. The grace of God was still out because Methuselah was here. And he was going to die when the flood came. And you know God is so great. He is so long-suffering. Not willing that any should perish. That when the time was up, God extended it. 7 more days, 1 week, 1 more week. God don't want you to be lost. God don't want you to go to hell. Arabokosia, inolohosia lahakabatate. It's not his will that anybody goes to hell. It's not his will that any should perish. Hell was not made for you. If you go there, you're going to go there as an intruder. Do you know who hell was made for? The Bible said for the devil and his angels. God don't want you to be lost. You're here this morning. God's talking to you. God loves you. He don't want you to be lost. Methuselah died. And the day died. 969 years old, he told the world the flood was coming. And when he died, God told Noah to come into the ark. And his family came into the ark. And how sad, out of the whole world, Noah, the eighth person, eight people, the preacher of righteousness, there was only eight saved from the judgment of God. He that is often being reproved and harden his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. If God's talking to you, I wouldn't even wait. I'd jump out of my pew and run to this altar and get in the ark before the coming of the Son of God. The moon shall be turned to blood. The sun will quit shining. There's going to be such a great battle at Armageddon that blood is going to flow to the horse's bridle. Let me tell you, brother, you better get ready for the coming of God. There was only eight saved. I woke up early this morning, and this was so barren on my heart. Eight people. I'm giving you an opportunity to find God this morning. And the water came. It gushed up from the rivers inside of the earth. 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, God. The water came, and people no doubt scratched on the door. Let us in. We believe it now. Let us in. Let us in. But God shut the door. Let me tell you, when God shuts the door, no man can open it. And the water kept rising, and the boat began to float. And the Bible said the water went 22 feet above the highest mountain. And everything, every creature that had the breath of life in them died. How sad of a world that God made the human beings, that they wouldn't listen, and they all died in judgment. Oh, let me tell you, God said, come unto me, oh, you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. God's talking to you this morning. The Bible said the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. No converts, no converts in the first world. The Bible said, straight is a gate, narrow the way, and few that be that find it. I want Sister Gallagher to come and sing an invitation. We're living close to the rapture. We're living close to the Antichrist. We're living close to the tribulation. Oh God, have mercy on your poor soul. If you don't make the rapture of the church and you take the Antichrist mark, there's no redemption, no hope at all. 666 written in your forehead and in the palms of your hand. I beg of you, get your family to God like the great men of God of the past. Noah saved his household. I want you to bring your children. I want all of you to bring your family. And I want you to kneel before this holy God this morning. I want you, as being sinners and backsliders, to come and kneel around the altar with us. Oh God, listen to the sermon. Listen to the Spirit. God is reaching for you right now. Would you all stand? I'm waiting. Step out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here they come. Come on. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Get somebody's hand and bring them. Bring your children. Thank you. Here they come. I want you to come. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Bring your children. Let's get in the ark. Come on. Come on, church. Let's pray for them. Could I have some prayer warriors? Could I have someone that will pray? Come on. Everybody in church, let's all come up to the front.
Tears.